Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today pre-market podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Friday the 22nd of March. And as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. And if you like what you hear in this free podcast, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up at marcustoday.com.au for a free two-week trial. Put our newsletter through its paces, ask us some questions and see how you feel about the offering and become part of our wonderful community. All right, well, let's go to the scores on the doors and let's hit off straight off with the ASX 200 SPY futures showing down 14. I'm not sure why. They're obviously idiots really trading these SPY futures. Down 0.2%. Yesterday we had an 86-point rise, 1.1%, probably a little bit much. Maybe. We did, of course, have that jobs number yesterday, which pointed to quite a strong economy. Couple that with the immigration numbers as well. 518,000 new Australians. That was a big number and certainly shows where the strength in the economy is. No wonder retail is going okay still, despite the fact that some people are suffering. Lots of new arrivals are buying white goods, etc. Yesterday was all about the banks yet again. 1.9% higher for that banking index. Resources only up 1%, so lagging still. All right, looking at the scores on the doors from overseas, Dow Jones closing up 269 points, 0.68%, 39,781. It can only be a day or so away from 40,000 for the Dow Jones. It had a low of 77 points up and a high of 377 points up. So a pretty good day all round for the Dow Jones. The Nasdaq was up 0.2%. The rally broadening out, not just confined to the Magnificent Seven or the Famous Five or the Secret Six. It was broadening out. Nasdaq up 0.2%, 32 points, 16,402. The S&P 500 up 17 points in the middle for diddle, up 0.3%, 52.42 on the S&P 500. Plenty of revisions as well coming through for analysts' targets as the market moves higher. They're all adjusting upwards. The VIX volatility index down below 13, 12.92, down 0.9%. The Russell 2000, as I said, this rally really broadening out, 1.1% higher, 2099. Across Europe, things were looking pretty good. Stock 600 up 0.9, FTSE up 1.9. Remember, the FTSE mining and oil is very dominant in the FTSE 100. Germany up 0.9, France up 0.2. Now, there were a number of things, big things, that happened last night. The Bank of England is looking like it's about to pivot, or certainly pivot relatively soon, in terms of cutting rates. The bank had been quite hawkish on rates, but it's now looking as if the next move from the bank will be down. A number of factors at play there. The US economy is pretty stuffed. Sorry, the UK rather. Their economy is pretty stuffed. And as a result, the Bank of England is looking to cut to stimulate the economy. Inflation has been coming down. And also, there is a general election. And the Conservative Party and Conservative MPs and the Chancellor have been putting quite a bit of pressure on the Bank of England to cut rates. The Swiss also cut rates. Maybe that is a prelude to the ECB cutting rates, because not only is the UK in a bit of trouble, but also Germany is in a recession as well. So the ECB can't be far away from cutting its rates. Couple that, of course, contrast that with the US, where their economy is still going pretty good. Cuts are coming, but they're not in any big hurry. Some of the big movers and shakers in the US last night. Micron jumped 14% on strong earnings. Lululemon came out after hours and was down around 10%, so not a good day for them. Semiconductor index was a little better. Nvidia and Marvel Technology were up around 1%. Taiwan Semiconductor up around 2%. Broadcom up 5.6%. There was other news in the tech sector last night as well. Reddit, which was a new float. I'm sure many of you will know Reddit, and certainly many of you will use Reddit. It was up more than 48% in its market debut. That certainly will help the IPO pipeline. And the other issue coming out of the tech stocks were Apple, which was down around 4% after the US Justice Department filed an antitrust lawsuit against Apple. So that is one of the big issues last night. So those four big issues, the Horsemen of the Apocalypse, the Bank of England, the Swiss Bank, we also had Apple, and we had the Reddit float, the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. Certainly well worth having a read of my article today if you're interested in my thoughts on those four big seismic shifts, if you like. Looking at US stocks, Nvidia, as I said, was up 1.2%. AMD down 0.6, Meta up 0.4, Tesla down 1.6, Amazon unchanged, Alphabetti, Spaghetti down 0.6, Microsoft up 1%. US banks better and investment banks looking pretty good. That Reddit IPO certainly does point the way to better times ahead, I guess, if you're an investment bank trying to float something. Goldman Sachs up 4.3%, Morgan Stanley up 2.2%. And the rest of the banking sector looking pretty good in the US. That should feed through today into Macquarie as well. Overseas, CBA was up 0.6. Barclays, UBS and Deutsche all having pretty good rallies in Europe. Barclays up 3.5%. So the banking sector really in vogue at the moment. Looking at bond yields, 10-year yields, 4.269, down 0.8 basis points. US 2-year, 4.64. The Aussie 10, 4.11. All helping to push the US indices to record highs. Bitcoin, though, under some pressure, did seem to top out in a blaze of glory. Now back down to 65,000. The Aussie dollar, 65.70. So that back down did poke its head up yesterday above 66 on the back of that jobs number, but back down. And the US dollar index up 0.2%. Turning our attention to commodities, the oil price starting to come off the boil a smidge. We had Brent crude down 0.8%, WTI down 1% for oil, the gold price down $5.40, nothing significant there, platinum down 0.4%, silver had a bad night, down 3.4%, but over on the LME, copper continues to push higher, 0.2% higher, nickel even a little bit higher, 0.2% higher, aluminium up 1.1%, zinc up 0.6%, lead up 0.3%, and tin up 2.3%, but iron ore has been the big bouncer off that $100 level, back to $109, up 3.7%. Dalian iron futures up 2.5%. Uranium doing well as well, bouncing off that $83 level, back up to $89 after those Kazatomprom results last week, up 1.4%. And lithium also doing well. Miners overseas, we have BHP up a measly 0.2%, Rio up 0.4%. Glencore up 2.8%, Freeport-McMoRan up 0.5%. In the lithium space, we had Arcadium Lithium down 1.5%, but Albemarle up 0.3%, SQM down 1.9%, and US and European oil and gas stocks not doing an awful lot, to be honest. All right, some of the things happening locally today. Fisher & Paykel has updated its earnings guidance for the fiscal year 2024 to be in the range of 260 to 265 million New Zealand dollars. That's up from 250 to 260, so that might help ResMed in a similar space in some respects with those machines there from Fisher and Paykel. The ANZ analyst team have said that the iron ore price floor is in. It appears set. They do see that prices will reflect what they see as a no near-term solution to China's property market woes, and steel demand from its residential real estate is likely to fall further this year, but the bad news has been priced in, they say. They're talking about a relatively balanced iron ore market, and they do see iron ore to trade in the $90 to $110 range for the remainder of the year. We do get some local news on the economic front today, where the RBA will release its financial stability review at 11:30 a.m. We got New Zealand February trade balance at 8:45. I know we're all gagging for that one. The Japanese February CPI at 10:30. And a bunch of numbers coming out from the Eurozone tonight as well. In some of the broker moves overnight, Sigma Healthcare downgraded to add to hold rather from add at Morgan's. Target increase there though to $1.14 from $1.07. We did see, of course, the Chemist Warehouse numbers coming out yesterday as part of that Sigma Healthcare result. Of course, that deal yet to be consummated, but the market's certainly pricing in the consummation of that backdoor listing there. Webjet downgraded to neutral from outperform at Macquarie. Target increased there to $8.88 from $8.37 as well. Develop Global DVP, the Bill Beament vehicle, has reported an 11% increase in measured and indicated resource at Woodlawn and will pave the way for the FID, final investment decision, on production to restart there. Invictus Energy has come out this morning with an announcement. Notes the compositional analysis of additional downhole fluid samples confirm rich gas concentrate discovery. A little bit of good news, but doesn't seem to ever move the share price there. Other news out today as well. We have had some analyst commentary on Brickworks following their numbers. Bell Potter has downgraded but raised its price targets to $29 from $27.80. Jardines has lowered its target. They're lowered to $28.50 from $28.75. Hardly massive there. Macquarie has target raised to $27.30 from $25.15, maintains a neutral. UBS lowers its target to $32.50 from $33. So not huge changes there for Brickworks following the numbers out. Also some media speculation today that Predictive Discovery, PDI, is the stock code, could be a takeover target for Perseus, according to The Australian. Well, that is about it from me today. Not a lot of news out this morning. Good day yesterday. Not such a good day in store perhaps today, if the SPY is anything to go by. Yesterday, the volume was boosted, of course, by the SPY expiry. But that 86-point gain yesterday was pretty impressive. And certainly, we are seeing potentially a return back to the resource stocks, although it hasn't been evident overnight in BHP and Rio, but fingers crossed we'll get a better numbers out from them today, pushing that one slightly higher. All right, well, that's it. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great day. And as always, may the trading gods be with you. And if you like what you've heard, don't forget, you can sign up to markustoday.com.au. We'd love you to be part of our community.